What's up, everyone? Thank you for joining me again. This is another episode of the Lancehead Gaming News Podcast. This is your host, Michael. Let's get this rolling. So thank you again, everyone, for joining me on the podcast. We're going to talk about a couple things today. One of those is YouTube Rewind 2018. Now infamous for being one of the most disliked videos on YouTube, and for good reason, too. One of the biggest reasons why it's so disliked, I think, is that they totally isolated their fan base. Pretty much, they ignored everybody, and content creators and content consumers, and paid no attention to what they actually liked, what they actually wanted. So YouTube, as everybody knows, is a place where you can post your content and consume content. And that's the main purpose for it, and YouTube forgets this when they decide to isolate all their content creators and content consumers. And instead pander to themselves and other people in their inner circle rather than their fan base. So when you do things like that, obviously you get lots of dislikes, like they now have. And then on top of that, to tell people in the video that we're going to see what people want, we're going to give people what they want, we're going to look at the comments and give people nothing that they want, and somehow think that that would be okay. And it shows how disconnected that they are from reality and the people that go on YouTube, both to consume and create. And they could not put enough Fortnite in that video. There were so many Fortnite references, dances, the bus, everything. It was way too much. And like, I know it's really popular, but still, they didn't need to put so much of it in there. And for being YouTube Rewind, it was lacking a lot of YouTubers. There was plenty of Vine stars, Twitch people, celebrities, things like that, but not so many actual YouTubers or big ones for the year. So then what's the point? It's not much of a YouTube Rewind then. And I know that all the YouTube execs are sitting in their offices and thinking that everything that they did was fine, and that whatever, that it's just the people that watched it, that there's something wrong with them. The whole usual thing, the same thing that EA did, the same thing that Disney does. So they're not going to think they did anything wrong. It's going to be the fans' fault. But the numbers don't lie. Over 9 million dislikes. I think that shows what everybody thought of it. They even had the audacity to put a forest and put people doing Fortnite dances on it, making people think that that's some kind of reference to the suicide forest thing in Japan thing, and them kind of making a joke out of that, dancing around in it. I don't know if that's what they intended, but looking at some of the comments, that's what a lot of people seem to think. But I don't know. Hopefully they didn't mean that, but you never know. Hopefully next year's is better, but I kind of doubt it. Pretty much been going downhill since, I think, 2015, according to all the numbers. So just want to thank everybody again for joining the podcast, and we'll be coming out with more content and more structure and doing longer podcasts coming up soon. So thank you guys for joining in. Until next time, see you guys.